Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today is Mr. Sudesh Chaturvedi. He is the manager of projects and energy at Gulf Agency, GAC, in Dubai. First and foremost, Sudesh, very welcome to this interview.
Thank you, Bo. Thank you very much. Our pleasure to be on this session now.
You're certainly always welcome to here and glad to have you. As I always do with most of my interviewees, I start off by getting my viewers to know who I'm interviewing. So the same goes for you. How did you get into shipping in the first place? Why are you not in a bank or in an accountancy company?
Thank you, Bo. As you would have heard before many times, I say the same. I came into this industry by accident.
Okay.
So it's just a chance. I finished my post-graduation in management in India, in Delhi. Mm-hmm. And then I was looking forward to a job in marketing in some company. And the first one that came up through me was for Express Company in India, based in Delhi. So I started in the Express industry. Mm-hmm. And gradually moved on to the land and rail bulk movement of materials. And then while I was doing that, I had a chance to meet the management team of GAC Oman, who was in Delhi to recruit staff for their operations.
Okay.
And then it changed to logistics. GAC has a big role to play in shipping. Mm-hmm. So obviously that was my intention, that I get into the premium segment of the company. So gradually it happened. I moved into shipping, and then it was just like, it just kept happening one to another and another. Okay. And here I am, 28 years with GAC Group.
Wow.
That's 7.5 years in Oman and then balance in Dubai.
Okay. So that means you have been in Oman and then almost how many years in Dubai itself?
20 years now.
This 20 years. I mean, that's you must have seen some major development in your country.
Absolutely. I can say 50% of the way was not there at the time.
Incredible. So you remember really the good old days by the Deira Creek, and there was no high rise on the other side.
Absolutely.
Incredible.
Yeah, we would just drive on the road, and then, you know, like, you can do it in 20 minutes. You can be in any part of the way.
Fantastic. Sudesh, now that I have you here, I also, one question comes to mind before I go into more shipping style. The influence of India in Dubai is pretty big, isn't it? I mean, there are so many Indians working in UAE and, of course, in the Middle East, but in UAE in particular. I think our viewers would like to know that there is some special relationship between India and the UAE, isn't there?
Traditionally, India has been a very close partner for UAE. So mm-hmm. they're always ranking in the top three countries. India just this year, they have concluded an agreement, what they call CEPA, Comprehensive mm-hmm. Economic Partnership Agreement, with the UAE government. Mm-hmm. And this agreement allows duty-free importation and other trade promotions, like setting up businesses in each other's countries, and many other benefits. So it's like a kind of a game changer, as we have been told about it. The expectation is to bring in $100 billion worth of new business in the 5 years period that they want to implement this program.
Wow.
And everybody seems confident that this is actually, many people think that within 2-3 years, they should be able to complete this.
Okay. Yeah. So certainly there is a special relationship there, and I'm sure that a lot of Indian business people are very active in Dubai and facilitating. I mean, almost all the meetings I've had when I've been in Dubai has been on an upper level management, have been a lot of Indians there.
Yeah, actually, I mean, like, if you look at the population demographics, India happens to be almost close to 2.5 million or close to 3 million. So it's like almost 25-30% of the population. And they're in all segments, like businesses, business owners, traders, employees, all yes. consultants, all kinds of segments.
Yes. It's very, very impressive. Turning up a little bit to GAC and the role that you play as manager of projects and energy, what can you tell me about your specific division? You move heavy cargo around the world and into Dubai or into UAE?
Yeah, okay. So on that part, I mean, GAC, as you might notice, we are like, it started in 1956 in Kuwait. Mm-hmm. That was the first office for GAC.
Yep.
From there, the business expanded. We came in Dubai in license issued in 1965. Operations started in 1967. So from there onwards, it kept working. So today we are one of the leading shipping logistics organization here based in Dubai. What is very unique about GAC setup is that we are like a supermarket for shipping and logistics. So any service that you can imagine or ask for is available in some team or some division of the company.
Yeah.
We have almost 1,300 people working with us in the Dubai operation alone.
Wow.
And the business is split between the shipping and the marine side. Then we have freight, which is taking care of the local logistics and all. And then we have a very big 3PL warehousing team.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also represent, apart from that, P&I organizations. So we have a collaboration with some, and some we represent as agents. So
right.
quite a bit of work.
Yeah, and I know that you also have several overseas offices, both in Asia, you have in Europe, you're in Africa. And
we are now there in about more than 45 countries, 300 plus offices. And coming back to the question, I missed the part, what our team does. So any cargoes coming into Dubai on shipping or roadside for break bulk, ro-ro projects, high and heavy, plant and machinery, military events, or anything which we are not sure where to put, that comes to our team.
Wow.
So any special approvals, coordinations, we do it quite a bit, yeah.
Okay, so you have a nice little nice little spot there to sit and control what's happening in your area.
Absolutely.
How many have you got in your specific team?
In my team alone, we've got about 40, 40.
Okay, wow. That's pretty. Has this, let's say, logistics crisis, or for some people they call it crisis, others call it the most happy days they've ever seen. Have you also faced trouble getting space on the ships, and ships are delayed, and have you felt this impact?
Bo, yes, absolutely. As all others, we have faced the same. We have seen that the punctuality, reliability, conformity of schedules is not there anymore.
Right.
But, being in the industry now for almost like close to three decades, my observation is that this incident of COVID has actually given logistics the due respect that we all deserved for so many years,
but wasn't
accorded. So now, two industries, medical and logistics.
Yes.
Everybody knows what is the importance. Okay.
I have to fully agree with you. I mean, when I told people before, I'm in shipping. What? Who are you? Are you shipping somebody? Or they had no clue. And the customer was shopping around. And if they got $50 cheaper, they would go to the next forwarder. Now for once they have learned the hard way that this they have to pay. And if they don't want to pay, then no space. It's very clear.
And the thing to highlight is that our industry, okay, we are not as technical as engineering or medical industry, but we do a lot of stuff that is as much elaborate and as much comprehensive and as much has depth. Okay.
Oh yeah, I think.
Yeah.
In a way, I think it started with Ever Giving going aground in the Suez Canal. People started to panic already then. So.
Yes.
I also understand that you are the Secretary General of the local Freight Forwarders Association. What can you tell us about that? That's quite a big job, isn't it?
Yes, thank you. So what happens, like UAE has a National Association for Freight Forwarders. Okay. So we have about 400 member companies who are in this association. So what NAFL does is they do a facilitation of business between the authorities and the member companies. So in UAE, especially in Dubai, for example, when we have any issues that we face, where we need some support from the authorities in terms of guidance, in terms of an amendment in the process, or some facilitation at some country side where they want support, like say, their programs run like WLP is a program run by the Dubai government, I mean, DP World, and Dubai Customs and Free Zone. So under this program, it's duly supported by these guys, actually not run by them, but supported by them. So what happens is they are going all around the world trying to facilitate the flow of business.
Right.
So we have opportunities to liaise with all these people and our members and the carriers and make business happen the way it should happen, like least cost, speed, the maximum.
So in a way, you stand together and speak with one voice, so you get more impact. Yes. Instead of we are headless chicken running in every direction, right?
Absolutely.
Yes, that's also pretty interesting. How do you see yourself in the future? I mean, almost 30 years there. Are you gonna retire in Dubai when the time comes? You are still young, of course, but
I have almost another 8 years to go. And the way things are changing, you know, not only here in the UAE, but as well as worldwide, I can see lots of opportunities.
Yeah.
You know, the way business has gone online and the way it's much more easier to manage things than what we used to do before.
Yeah.
So there are lots of opportunities. So I'm not really sure what's going to be the situation 8 years from now.
Right.
But it's a good possibility that being in this part of the world and still doing all the work that we're doing.
No, but it's and I suppose being in the UAE, I mean, long term, it's safe. Business is good. It's international environment. You have good schools. You have everything that a family or even a retired family might like, right?
You have the most valuable point, Bo. And we keep telling people here when we meet them and tell them that UAE is the best place in the world to be.
Mm. Yeah.
The way they've taken care of all the expatriates and all the local people as well is the government goes all out in facilitating the way things happen, not only on just the business side, but as well pertaining to the personnel, pertaining to the elderly, pertaining to everybody.
Yeah, no.
So they've been
very clever. We have to admit that. And I've visited now so many times, and I do feel infrastructure is good. Food selection is good, of course.
Yeah.
And you have everything there, and you can enjoy your life also as a retiree, and you have excellent medical facilities.
Yeah.
I mean, does the UAE? I just have a question of interest. Does the UAE have a plan? Because what I've heard is you need to have a job in order to live there. But if you were a retiree, could you retire there? Is there some scheme for that?
Lots of visa schemes have been introduced in the last 1 year, where now there's a possibility for all kind of people to work in from UAE. For example, in your organization, if you're allowed to work remotely, we have a remote visa available here in the UAE. I don't remember the exact names, but it's possible that you can obtain a visa and you stay here in Dubai and you can work from here. Distance, okay. I mean, like a remote visa. Okay. Then there are visas available for people as investors. So if you're investing in real estate or in business, you can, of course, get the visas. But apart from that, also, like, the government has gone all out in supporting. So if there's any ideas that anyone comes up with a new one, I'm sure they would consider that and come up with some ideas how to promote the UAE.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really it's a smart move because of course UAE doesn't have oil like Abu Dhabi, I guess, and
you mean to say Dubai, but see,
Dubai,
how it works, Bo, is that between the Emirates, there are 7 Emirates here,
right,
and they're working closely on matters where overall pertaining to the foreign matters or the defense security.
Yeah.
So the environment, whether it is in Sharjah or Dubai or Abu Dhabi, like, you more or less get the same safe, secure scenario.
Okay. Okay.
And then two things I want to highlight is one is the infrastructure point, which you mentioned about. So within 1 hour driving distance, we've got world-class airports and world-class ports lined up one after the other, starting from Abu Dhabi till we go to Abu Dhabi. Abu Dhabi has got Port Zayed, then we've got Port Khalifa, then we have got Port Jebel Ali, then we've got Port Rashid, then we've got Port Khalid, then Hamriya, and like this, it goes on the whole coast.
Wow.
Same way, international airports. Every 1 hour flying, I mean, driving distance, you've got a facility which is world class. So this kind of logistics infrastructure is unbelievable.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And another most important point is the time zone.
Yeah.
The UAE time zone is very unique. Like 8 o'clock when we're entering the office, the New Zealand guys are just about to leave for their home.
Yeah.
And the US guys are just coming into the office by the time we are leaving from our office.
Yeah. So you basically, you can still, in a day, you can catch everyone, basically.
Everyone, yeah.
Yeah. No, I do see your point. And if you like sunshine, it's all also a good place
absolutely.
To be.
we have it all around the year, and it's absolutely fantastic.
But what would you say is the most pleasant? Of course, right now it's 45 plus, so that's a little bit hot. But normally, what would be the better season to visit? Lower temperatures.
October. You can say now we have seen even extending till May because our summer actually has not started the way it used to be before.
Right.
So now we have seen the summer is actually shrinking. So we can say that the peak summer will be July, August and September.
Right.
So anytime, October onwards till you can say end of April should be just fine.
Okay. Yeah, that's also good to know for planning, you know.
Quite a bit, yes.
Yeah. Excellent. No, but certainly you have sold me the place. So I'll come back and visit you soon. And also to hear your story. 30 years in Dubai, you've seen it all and in a strong and well reputable company, Gulf Agency. So most impressive, Sudesh. I think for me, I don't cannot really think of any other interesting questions right now, except for one thing. You have your family with you, or you still
yes.
have family in India?
You know, my family is here with me. So my wife and my daughter. Daughter is now, she's just started her medical studies. She's in Hungary.
In the first year.
She just completed the first year.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Well done. Ah, but that's the sun is shining on you. But excellent, Sudesh. I want to say, formally, many, many thanks for joining this interview.
Yeah. And then one more point, let me mention, from the UAE, within 8 hours flying distance, we've got almost 2.5 billion population of the world.
Yeah, that's true. That's another thing. If we
have to... massive connections, you know.
And, oh, yeah.
almost every carrier is calling in the UAE.
Yeah. No, you're... Yeah. And Emirates is one of my favorites. Even traveling with kids, it's our Emirates economy is as good as Scandinavian Airlines business class. Okay. But listen, once again, many, many thanks to Sudesh for joining.
Welcome, sir. Thank you so much. Our pleasure.
And see you
in Dubai soon.
Definitely. And to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview, this time with Mr. Sudesh Chaturvedi. He is the manager of projects and energy at GAC, Gulf Agency Company, based in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. Stay tuned for more interviews in the near future. Thank you.